when the nation's fourth largest financial institution, Lehman Brothers, imploded 5 years ago. Thousands of brokers, analysts, and office staff were scattered on the winds of the Great Recession. Today, Lehman is no more, but some social bonds remain unbroken. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports members of an in-house Lehman band are still making music together.
The financial history books will record Monday, September 15th, 2008, as the day of the largest bankruptcy filing in American history. The cathartic event that happened 10 days later at a little downtown club is unrecorded.
We had a gig at the end of September, I think the third week of September.
This is Greg Gentile, former managing director of emerging markets at Lehman and a guitarist in the band The Fifth.
We played The Knitting Factory. And yeah, it was ended up being a little bit of a Lehman mini reunion.
Actually, it was kind of awkward in a weird kind of way, right?
Ken Umezaki is the bassist and a former head of fixed income asset management.
Because we'd been sort of a Lehman-oriented band for so long, and it wasn't there anymore.
There's a rumor going around that we may have played a song that was not entirely favorable towards the company, but I'm not going to comment on that. Just a rumor.
5 years later, Lehman is gone, but the band is still together, in a slightly different form. The Fifth became The Fifth of Bourbon. One night last week, they were in a studio in Midtown Manhattan, practicing for an upcoming gig. Picture five guys who work in finance in their 30s and 40s, and a singer who's a woman in her 20s.
So The Fifth of Bourbon is an electric blues band. And if you can imagine Janis Joplin fronting Led Zeppelin, playing Howling Wolf tunes, that's us.
Umezaki's thing is what he calls mashups, grafting the words from one song onto the melody of another.
So Voodoo Woman is a Coco Taylor tune, which we do a bunch of Led Zeppelin II riffs underneath. So that's a good example of a mashup. I think that's kind of fun and, you know, adds a creative element as opposed to just playing traditional covers in a traditional way.
I got passion in my pants, I ain't afraid to show it. I'm sexy and I know it.
As The Fifth and then The Fifth of Bourbon, they've played the corporate battle of the bands, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Arlene's Grocery, and the Highline Ballroom. Tuesday night, the band plays a benefit show at B.B. King's to support the 9/11 Memorial Foundation. It's called LEH Rocks On. LEH, of course, was the ticker symbol for Lehman Brothers.
Luckily, they don't talk business too much here. Occasionally, it'll come up.
Kathleen Fletcher is the only woman in the band and the only person who's never worked in finance.
I feel like it's that whole pursue your passion thing. And I think having like a hobby band means that you can be many things. You can choose to be banker, but you can also choose to be rock star. It just shows that we're complicated and it's the duality of it all.
After the bankruptcy, the band members scattered to Deutsche Bank, Nomura, and other financial institutions. Ken Umezaki made a clean break, becoming an angel investor in music-oriented tech companies. The band plays Lehman Rocks exactly 5 years and 2 days after everyone cleared out their desks and said goodbye to Lehman Brothers for the last time.
The idea, first and foremost, is, hi, we all shared this experience together. Not all of it was great. I'm sure many people have bittersweet feelings about it, but like, let's celebrate the fact that all of us still have this wonderful culture and wonderful experience that we experienced together as a company.
The show is open to the public. September in New York has seen a lot of traumatic recent history. Umezaki says it'll feel good to let loose and make music. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.